At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend. Hope your brackets did as well. Mine didn't. Come on in, stay a while. It's a Monday, best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Wally Szczerbiak, former NBA player, now working for CBS, will help us with our brackets as we move forward. The Sweet 16. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Our bracket challenge, powered by NetSuite, is available at foxsportsradio.com. You can laugh at us or with us if you would like. This first hour brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle. The less your business spends, the more margins you keep. And NetSuite by Oracle brings accounting and finance, inventory, HR onto one proven platform, helping you reduce cost everywhere. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Go to netsuite.com/Patrick right now. Play of the day, poll question, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Our operator, Tyler, standing by to take your phone calls as well. And we want to say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you, our streaming partner and our radio affiliates around the country. Shohei Ohtani will speak later on this morning. We'll talk about that coming up. The teams that are in, the teams that are out, and I asked this question this morning. Has this been a good tournament? And before you say, well, it's March Madness. Yes, been exciting. I'm just asking, as we head into the Sweet 16, would you say this has been a good tournament, great tournament, exciting tournament, or a little disappointing? Because I think we're looking for that surprise. If Oakland had made it to the Sweet 16, then we would probably say, boy, this has been a great tournament. NC State, it's hard to look at NC State and say, wow, Cinderella story. You're in a Power 5 conference, but NC State is your Cinderella story. For the most part, you got your top four seeds, and then the next four seeds, and then you got two of your number three seeds that are in there. So a lot of chalk. And last year, I think if you totaled up the seeds in the Final Four, it was 23. We're probably not going to have anywhere near that this year. And that's why I said I would definitely take the under this year. Felt like we were top-heavy, and it's certainly playing out that way that we're top-heavy. But North Carolina, Arizona, Purdue, Connecticut, Duke, those are blue bloods advancing. Houston barely advances. Then you lose some of these other schools, but you know, Michigan State, Kansas. Oakland was a big loss, and they had an opportunity to win that game. Baylor going out. I don't know if anybody is disappointed in any of those moments there. But if you look at the schools that are still left, and this is what we do every year, and I bring it up every year. We love crazy, chaotic March Madness until we get to the Elite Eight, and then we want the good schools to be there. Because what other sport do you go, man, we want a surprise? Okay, you want a surprise until that surprise gets blown out. And I think if you have that 11 seed, and we always have a double-digit seed making this, you know, to the Sweet 16. But then we get to the point where, you know, you don't want to have that terrible national title game where you go, oh, this isn't really reflective of how the season was or the sport is. We like chaos until we don't. And then we go, cute story, now go away. Now let the big boys play. And that's the feeling that you get this year. We're letting the big boys play. The average margin of victory in the tournament might surprise you. It's 15.4 points. Second highest through the first two rounds since the tournament expanded. And that was 1985.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
But you've had Purdue win by 39, Duke win by 38. I mean, these are big numbers. Five teams have scored at least 100 points. You had Houston, Alabama, Purdue, Florida, Colorado. That's the most that we've had since 1989. So there is...
Woo! Ah! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Also, with college basketball, and it'll sound strange to say this, you can get away with having a big man. Because in the NBA, the big man may be a liability if he acts like a traditional big man. In college basketball, I mean, Zach Edey, he is a man amongst boys. And he has played unbelievably well. DJ Burns at NC State, he's a big guy. I mean, you know, UConn has a couple of big guys. You can get away with that because in the NBA, I mean, Zach Edey came back. Now, Player of the Year came back because he had to work on his game to try to play in the NBA. I don't know if he's going to be a successful NBA player, probably going to be on a roster. But you're getting these players that you could, and I still think it comes back to a lot of this is, you know, you want to have control. College basketball, you can still have control. You get to the NBA, it's a little tougher to have control. You run your offense. Danny Hurley wants his team to run its offense, and they run it really well. Pick and roll, you're not shooting threes, and, you know, that's old school basketball. It's almost like Jim Harbaugh at Michigan. He's playing old school football. Well, Danny Hurley playing old school basketball, and it's successful. Purdue, now they'll shoot the three, but you still have your big man. NC State, you know, you have your big man. And they've advanced. But normally you would think that the big man is, you know, not going to be that much of a difference maker. But, I mean, Zach Edey does look like a difference maker for Purdue. Double-double in the first half of both of his tournament games so far. And, you know, you're looking at these numbers. At least 20 and three blocks in three straight tournament games. Last person to do that was Shaq. But we haven't had these kind of big men. You know, they play on the perimeter. They don't want to be down low. Zach Edey plays down low. And Purdue, still alive, number one seed, and taking advantage of that. All right. Seton, what's poll question today?
We got a couple options for you, Dan. Okay. If you could watch only the remainder of one tournament, would you watch the rest of the men's or the women's?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Caitlin Clark, she had some comments this weekend.
Yeah.
About how the women's tournament is just...
In fact, this is what she said.
There we go.
I don't know. There's been like a lot of little moments, I think. I think just the crowds at our games, but also just like the people screaming and like wanting our autographs. Like people just scream my name constantly. And I think that's something that really never gets old or something you never take for granted. I think that's the coolest thing. But I think also just in general, like the excitement around this tournament, like it's super cool. Like people are more excited about the women's side than the men's side. And I think that's obviously something that's really never been the case before. And it's cool to see how it's evolved. Like when I first started this, when I was a freshman, like we couldn't even use the March Madness branding, and now to see this, and really it's just taken a whole nother level, and I expect it to continue to grow this year, and I think that's the coolest thing for myself.
Yes. Do you have somebody that you know? And that's important, because if I said the men's tournament, who do you know? All right, you may know Zach Edey, but I'm talking about the casual basketball fan. Casual basketball fan knows about LSU, Angel Reese, Kim Mulkey. Kim Mulkey certainly getting a little more recognition here in the last couple of days with a Washington Post article that will be coming out, I guess, during the tournament. But Kim Mulkey said that she has the best defamation lawyer and she's going to sue the Washington Post. I don't think the Washington Post will be intimidated by this, since they did take down a president many years ago. But Kim Mulkey doing her best Bob Knight, and she's going to try to push back and bully this reporter, who is a well-respected reporter, writer, who's been working on this story for 2 years. But you do have some storylines here, and I think that's the South Carolina. Do they go undefeated? Connecticut's still in there. Paige Beckers, Gino Auriemma. There's some name recognition there. But, you know, it's still the men's tournament. You know, it's still special. But I would say the storylines with the women's tournament would make that probably more must-see TV. I think a more diverse audience is going to be curious about the women's tournament than the men's tournament. And you'll watch the men's because you filled out a bracket. I don't know how many people filled out a bracket for the women's tournament. But the bracket challenge, we probably should have filled out, you know, brackets for the women's tournament as well. But I'm looking at the results so far of the bracket challenge here that we have. Jim Boeheim is in first place.
He's going to win the tournament.
Second place is Todd Fritz and Kevin Frazier.
Who, by the way, Todd is always right up at the top. Every single year, he's right up at the top.
I do go with a lot of chalk, so I can't take too much credit, but I do take a couple of 12-5s or 11-6s, but I do stick to chalk a lot.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Good to have you back.
Good to be back.
Good to have you back.
Played it safe.
Yeah. Had a nice long weekend. At the bottom at the bottom of the bracket challenge, you'll find Marvin, Rebecca Lowe, Seton O'Connor, Seton, and myself tied for 15th.
Right by your side,
yeah.
Buddy.
Hey, I got you, man.
Right by your side.
Yeah, once again, proving that the more you know, the worse you do.
That's it.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Okay. What other poll question do we are we considering today?
Well, we're considering the Sweet 16 without Cinderella's is the best of the best or boring.
Mm.
Where's that Homer Simpson soundbite? He's boring.
Mm. Okay. What else?
Well, actually, I'm ignoring the lead story today, actually. This one's from Twitter sports guy Sean. Screw March Madness in the NFL news. The poll today should be, which role will Dan Patrick have in Happy Gilmore 2?
Ooh.
I'm not trying to blow up the whole show here, but do you want to get into that at all? Are you did you sign an NDA? Or how far along in the process are we on this?
I'm going to
have... Danette's going to be in it? Let's just keep spinning this forward.
I'm going to have to watch what I say here.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. All kidding aside, I want to be fair to whatever Sandler wants to do and however he wants to do it, and that's about all I know. I mean, I have followed up, let's put it that way. Of course, saying, what role do you want me to play?
Obviously.
Yes. But
it's like the most important question.
But Sandler then writes back, that's my boy. Now, I'm thinking, that was a movie called That's My Boy.
Yes.
And then I don't know if that means I have a larger role like I did in That's My Boy, but then I don't know. It was kind of cryptic, and then I didn't want to ask too many questions.
That's My Boy is underrated.
There's some funny stuff.
I don't know how well it did, like box office wise, whatever. That movie is hilarious.
There's some good stuff in there. Good cameos in there. Yeah. Yeah. But I can't say anything yet. I have to wait till Sandler says, you know, Danny, you can go with that.
Can you not say anything because you know things you're not allowed to say or because you don't want to screw things up for trying to be in it?
It's a combo platter there.
It is.
Yeah, it's a little bit of both.
There. That's major news, though.
Yeah,
people are very excited about another one of those.
Yeah, but it was Shooter McGavin who's the one who came out.
Yeah.
And
yeah, he did. Now he's out.
Yeah, he said...
Sorry, no Shooter.
He's seen the script. Now, Sandler... did give me a heads. Well, you know what? See, I can't do it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. By the way, I have a movie review of Roadhouse a little later on. I watched Jake Gyllenhaal.
Hot.
And Conor McGregor.
Jake Gyllenhaal's shredded.
He is. He's shredded wheat. Yeah. Yes, he is. It felt like any opportunity to take off his shirt, he did.
Is it a different storyline than the first one?
Yeah.
Or yeah. Basically the same.
No, it's different.
Is he Dalton?
He is. Well, his name is like Elwood Dalton.
Oh, the son of Dalton.
I don't know. And then Conor McGregor, Post Malone has a cameo in there, but I'll have my review coming up in
a
little.
Is he also the best bouncer in the business?
All right, we'll settle on a poll question. Wally Szczerbiak will join. How many times do you think Wally picked up a jersey in the NBA and they misspelled it? Do you think that that ever happened to Wally Szczerbiak? One of his jerseys was misspelled.
For sure, without question.
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say absolutely yes. All right, let me take a break. Just getting started. Phone calls, we'll get to those. Settle on our poll question. We're back after this on a Monday edition of the Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets. Yeah,
it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar!
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get to phone calls coming up, as we always do every Monday. Best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Today's Mercedes-Benz interview of the day brought to you by Mercedes-Benz EV. What makes a Mercedes-Benz EV different? Electric is what gets you there, but Mercedes is what moves you. The vehicle's all electric, the feeling all Mercedes. Choice all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ. We're waiting for Wally Szczerbiak, the CBS Sports College basketball analyst. He'll join us coming up here in a little bit. Buddha in San Francisco leads us off. Good morning, Buddha. Best and worst of the weekend.
What's up, DP?
Hey, bud.
Let's go, Fritzy. Welcome back, babe.
Thanks, man.
Hey, Dan, real quick, before my best and worst, I had a question for you. When you hunkered down in the man cave at home and got your cigar all lit up, you're ready to watch whatever you're going to watch, what's your favorite sipping tequila?
Oh, you know, I've been kind of bouncing around trying to I got on a mezcal kick, but I don't know if I'm going to stay on it very long. Like, it's an acquired taste there, so... Cinco, the Michael Jordan tequila, a couple of sips of that, nice cigar, and able to enjoy the tournament. Nobody bothered me. It was great. You know, came up for air, you know, had lunch, had dinner, went back down into the laboratory there. I said, hon, I got work to do. I'm going to be down there for a little while. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. Best and worst of the weekend.
Good morning, Dan. Dan, it's nice to be here on a Monday for best and worst. My best of the weekend is Duke freshman Jared McCain setting a Duke record for 8 threes in a tournament game, also becoming only the second freshman to score 30 points in a tournament game. The other one, Zion Williamson. My worst is what you kind of started the show with, is that all the number one and number two seeds making it to the Sweet 16 for only the fifth time in a tournament. Not much parity this year, all chalk talk. So I did have one trivia question for the room real quick.
All right.
This was on the broadcast last night. So there were four University of Houston players that fouled out, and they still won the tournament game. When is the last time that happened in the tournament where a team had four players foul out and they still won their tournament game?
Marvin, you want to try that one?
Not really.
All right. Paul?
I'll throw Georgetown in there.
That was going to be my guess.
It's close. It's an old school team. It's 1987 with Tim Hardaway and Antonio Davis. The University of Texas El Paso won their tournament game with four players foul out.
All right.
UTEP, that was my guess.
Oh, your microphone wasn't on when you were saying.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Thank you, Andrew.
So when you said, that was like you.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Full introduction, Wally Zerbiak, CBS Sports College basketball studio analyst, Knicks color analyst, sixth overall pick by the Timberwolves in 1999, 2002 NBA All-Star, 2000 NBA All-Rookie First Team, MAC Player of the Year in 1999, led Miami of Ohio to Sweet 16 in 1999 NCAA Tournament. Wally wanted me to mention all of those things. I just thought I could just say Wally Zerbiak from CBS Sports, but oh boy, here comes an ego here. Good morning, Wally. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. You nailed it too, Dan. I really appreciate it.
How many times was your name misspelled in the NBA on your jersey?
At least three. I remember my rookie year in Minnesota for sure. Our wonderful equipment manager Clayton Wilson, just an outstanding guy, just a great dude. Like, we had a lot of fun together, laughing, joking. He actually, I don't know if it was him or if it was the person that actually, like, it was on a road trip and I got blood on my jersey, and then he had to go to the replacement one, and the replacement one was spelled wrong. So I had to wear it for the rest of the game, but we got it fixed after that.
Did you keep those jerseys that were misspelled?
I don't think so. I think pretty much, you know, when you play in the NBA, you kind of get one jersey at the end of each season, like each, you know, whatever, like the road, the home, you know, the secondary one, the crazy color one, like you get one of each jersey to keep. But I think most of mine were all spelled correctly.
All right, let's recap what we saw the first 4 days. What stands out, good or bad?
What stands out is the domination of Purdue so far. They were outstanding yesterday. They absolutely blew Utah State off the floor. Utah State, you know, didn't look like they even belonged in the same gym with Purdue. And it just so goes to show you that when what Purdue has done from last year to this year to retool their roster, to kind of pick up some transfers, Lance Jones has been outstanding. You know, they just have to, Matt Painter's done a great job to put that in the rearview mirror. And it looks like they're on a collision course with UConn in the national championship game.
But it feels, and I said this will sound strange, but you can get away with having a big man in college basketball. Whereas in the NBA, the traditional big man is gone. But you have a couple of guys in here. Why is it in college basketball, or maybe this is an aberration, that the big men are, you know, front and center?
You know, you know, a lot of people are saying Zach Edey can't play in the NBA and isn't going to be impactful. I beg to differ. You look at a guy like Boban Marjanovic. He's played a little bit. He's had a little bit of an impact. Zach Edey is a similar player, and I think he's a lot more mobile. I think he's really worked on his lateral movement. I think he's done a good job of, you know, getting his body in the best possible shape he could possibly get it in. And the bottom line is when he camps out there in the lane 5 feet from the basket, puts his arms up like this, you can't get around him to deflect the inbound, the entry pass into the post. And when he catches it, he's really tough to stop. I mean, look at a guy like Yao Ming, the success he had in the NBA. Granted, it was a different era and the game was played a different way, but Zach Edey's more athletic than Yao Ming. I played against Yao Ming. It took him a long time to get going front and back on a straight line, and he also could not move laterally very well at all. and Zach Edey's been really working on his mobility. It's going to be interesting to see how it translates because he's a big-time factor. We saw it yesterday. He was an unguardable force. He makes his free throws. He's pretty good blocking shots on the defensive end of the floor. So I would think there are going to be some NBA teams that give him a legit shot to make it.
But NC State has a big guy in DJ Burns. I mean, he's a different big guy. Connecticut, has a big man as well in Klingon. So we're seeing the big man have at least a role. And I wondered if it's college coaches may not be in love with the three because that, you know, Danny Hurley, they run an old school, pick and roll. And it feels like I likened him to Jim Harbaugh at Michigan. It's old school football. He's running old school basketball at Connecticut. And it feels like as a college coach, you can control the volume of threes. Whereas in the NBA, it feels like everybody gets to shoot it.
Well, the thing is, everyone can shoot it in the NBA, and it's different in college. Not everyone can shoot that open three. And as a result, the court becomes less spaced. There's less driving lanes to get to the basket. To me, Donovan Clagan, his impact is on the defensive end of the floor. When you have a guy like that who has the type of mobility that he does, you can't post up and score on him one-on-one. He's just going to block your shot. If one of your outside perimeter guys gets beaten off the dribble, he's waiting at the rim to protect the rim. So he doesn't allow points in the paint. He doesn't allow points at the rim because he's such a good shot blocker and rim protector. And what makes him so effective over a guy like Zach Edey is he can guard pick and roll. He can move his feet. He can even switch onto a guard. He can space a guard because he's so long. And then when a guard goes up to shoot, he can get up there and contest and block the shot. And he can also move his feet to the point where the guard can't get around him. To me, the biggest impact of Klingon is on the defensive end of the floor. He's, to me, the defensive player of the year in college basketball because he allows Danny Hurley to do so many things with his defense because he makes up for so many mistakes and cleans up the mess so many times.
Wally Szczerbiak, CBS Sports College Basketball Studio Analyst. How much of an underdog Cinderella story is NC State?
They're definitely an underdog. DJ Burns is one of my favorite players to watch. He's so skilled at his size with that left hand. He has such a feathery left hand touch. When he catches that ball in the post, he makes tough shots. He goes high off the glass, half hooks, you name it. And he's the best passing big man in basketball I've seen in a long time. When he gets that ball in the post and he sees one inkling of double team coming, right when that guy comes to start moving, he gets the ball out of his hands, he whips it cross court to an open jump shooter, and it's right on target, and the shooter can just catch and release. At the same time, you know, they are an 11 seed, but they did win the ACC tournament, and you know, they beat Carolina, who's playing outstanding basketball. So for them to continue this, obviously it's a Cinderella story, but they're showing that they have the matchup makeup where they can match up with every individual team. And if they play their game, they can definitely continue to move on and get wins. And they've been a fun story to watch them keep rolling.
What was it like for that fame that you had when you guys were making a run in the tournament in 1999? Like, it was fast.
It was. It really was. You know, I think I'm lucky because my dad played professional basketball. He played in the ABA, the NBA, and also in Europe. He played for Real Madrid. So he was able to kind of, you know, just ground me a little bit. You know, I realized that obviously the most important thing for me was what happened on the basketball court. And all the other stuff is great, but you can't let that affect your focus on what you need to do on the court and your job on the court. I give Miami's, SID team, they were outstanding and just kind of, you know, practice was locked off. Practice was the time where we focused to prepare for our games. After practice, 30 minutes of media flooded in, you know, Sports Illustrated, Sporting News, Jim Rome, Dan Patrick Show. You know, there was a lot of time to do all the media stuff. But then when it was time to play, my coaches, my teammates, we were focused on the job at hand, and that's how I was able to handle it.
Yeah, because if you were having a run like you did back then, you would have a Buffalo Wild Wings commercial by right now, right?
That's a good point. You know, they were selling Wally World t-shirts on campus and they were selling like hotcakes. They were going crazy. So it was a completely different era, obviously. You know, you have to definitely, you know, those are distractions, you know, and I could only imagine what a guy like Baycott, you know, kind of has to deal with, you know, when he's got an Intuit TurboTax, you know, sponsorship deal, and then he's going back to the locker room with his teammates that are looking at him like, you know, I don't have any sponsorship deals like that. But that's, you know, that's kind of how it is in the NBA too. You know, you're in an NBA locker room, and nowadays you have a guy making 40 million, 50 million, and you have a guy making 2-3 million. So it's just a dynamic of sports. I never let that get in the way of the focus of my job. You know, the focus of your team is whether you're the best player or whether you're the 12th man on the bench. Do your job to the best of your ability, and then your team is going to have ultimate team success. It's all about team success. You know, I'm working for the Knicks now. I see how Tom Thibodeau preaches to his team. Next man up, do whatever's best for the team. Don't worry about anything else. Don't let the distractions bother our goal, which is to win basketball games on a nightly basis. And luckily, I had people around me that were able to help me with that at that young age.
Help me understand what Bill Self is talking about when he says for the last month, he's been looking ahead to next year, which I'm guessing that's the transfer portal or NIL or both, while you're still in the moment of getting your team ready for the tournament.
Those were very interesting words, and you know, he's just being honest, and Bill Self's one of the best, and what I love about him is he's so genuine. The transfer portal opened last Monday. That needs to change, in my opinion. That puts so much pressure and stress on coaches who are still trying to prepare their team to win a national championship, and Kansas was a 4 seed. They obviously, you know, had some issues with their roster this year. They had to lean heavily on their starting five. As a result, you know, you play those kind of minutes in a conference like the Big 12, guys are going to start getting hurt. You know, Kevin McCullough hurt his knee, couldn't play in the NCAA tournament. Hunter Dickinson dislocated his shoulder, and luckily he was himself in the NCAA tournament because, you know, Bill Self wants to see his guys healthy. He wants to see his guys peaking in March, and he was not able to assemble a roster with enough depth to get those guys through the regular season and healthy in March. As a result, I think he's trying to learn from this year and learn from those injuries that he had to deal with and learn from a short roster where he didn't have anyone he could trust coming off the bench to give meaningful minutes.
Yeah, but why do we have
that doesn't happen again?
Why do we have this transfer portal now? I'm trying to – does this have something to do with a school and semesters or – why would you do this during the tournament?
Dan,
like, it's crazy.
Dan, I could not agree with you more. Like – that is the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard of, the fact that the transfer portal opens during the NCAA tournament, and there are actually players that are playing on rosters in the NCAA tournament that put their names in the portal. Like, that is complete lunacy to me, and that needs to be changed, along with a few other things. You know, the NCAA does a relatively good job, but it's a work in progress. This is a couple years that have completely changed college basketball, and the landscape will never be the same. It's never going to be the way I played back in 1999. It's a completely different ballgame, and it continues to change, you know, on a year-to-year basis. So they're learning. I think they're going to adjust, and they're going to move it back. I think that would be a very smart move to do. But at the same time, they haven't done it yet. So it puts teams in the NCAA tournament.
Well, imagine that you know one of your kids is put his name in the transfer portal, and that you're still playing in the tournament. Like,
I could, that's crazy. That is complete lunacy to me. And what if you need to put him in the game and someone gets hurt and he just starts lighting it up and playing great, and then all of a sudden he's thinking to himself, well, maybe I don't want to. I mean, it's just, I don't get it. I think you can put your name in the transfer portal at different times. It opens last Monday. So you can put it in, you know, last Monday. You can wait till your season ends, see how the season plays out during the NCAA tournament, and then right when the season ends, put your name in the portal. So there, it is different timing. Like, different players go in at different times. That's what makes it so difficult for the coaches, because they're trying to plan their roster and go with whoever's in there at the beginning, whereas some guys wait till later on, you know, a couple months after the season. All of a sudden, they pop in the portal, and it's like, well, I wish I would have saved a spot in the scholarship for that guy. Instead, I went for a guy that put their name in early in the portal, and as a result, it's been very difficult for coaches to navigate.
Before I let you go, I'm fascinated by the TVs that you have there in your office. How old are those TVs, Wally?
These are my dad's TVs. This is my dad's office. So it's a great question. They're actually multi-system TVs because he used to work for the ACB, the Spanish Basketball League. So he needed to convert the videotapes over to, you know, the European kind of style. So he needed the SAP and all those different TVs. And I don't know, they must be like something that he just likes to watch old tapes of himself on and videos of himself on. So there you go.
Are some of your trophies in your dad's office?
Yeah, he's got a few trophies in here. He's got one of my things up there. If you can see it, that's a nice little, this was in high school when my dad had a nice article about me, you know, when I was just starting to bud. On Long Island and Newsday. This is my dad playing for the George Washington Colonials.
Ooh, nice hair.
Yeah. He played for GW. He was a great player, my dad, in his day. So, you know, I learned everything from him basketball-wise, and that's actually him up there at Real Madrid. He played for, Real Madrid, won 2 European Cups.
Did you learn to not play defense from your dad as well?
He wasn't known for his defense either. But we gave our best effort. We paid up for it with our jump shots.
If not UConn, then who wins it all?
I think Purdue. Purdue's on the other side of the bracket, so they could meet in the final. And I just Zach Edey is just such a problem, and he posed so many issues. And honestly, they could have blown out Utah State by 60 if they didn't pull the starters out. And Utah State's a pretty good team that won the regular season Mountain West crown. So and then the pieces, the way they fit this year, the maturity of Braden Smith and Lawyer being a year older, they just look like a completely different team. And that was a dominating performance. So I think they're on a collision course for UConn in the final.
Great stuff. Thanks for joining us as always, Wally.
You got it, Dan. All the best.
That's Wally Szczerbiak, Szczerbiak. Szczerbiak. So he had his jersey misspelled 3 times in the NBA. Take a break. Play of the day up next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar.
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
The play, play of the day.
Brother, left side, got it!
I'm gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
5 to shoot. Sideline entry. Front court left. Bounce to Shefflin. Left block. He tries to go strong. Back to the basket. Oh, a prayer shot. Hit it and one. He was undercut and tumbling down with his back to the glass. And he whipped it up blindly. Chance of a 3-point play.
That's courtesy of Westwood One Radio. Fifth time since 2015, the ACC has had four or more teams in the Sweet 16. Play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by TireRack.com, the official tire experts of the Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Try the easy-to-use tire decision guide. See the full lineup of Kumho tires, special offers, free road hazard protection, mobile tire installation, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, Seton, poll question update, if you can, please.
Yeah, Dan, we've got up there right now. If you could only watch the remainder of one tournament, you would watch the men's or women's.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, 60% of the audience, say the men's tournament.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that feels like a big win, though, for the women's game.
Yeah, there's some really interesting storylines there. We're creating storylines with the men's bracket right now. But the women, it's already there.
Right now on Twitter, it's a 80-20 split.
80-20, okay.
I feel like that's going to come back down to earth, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. NIL is a big deal, and the transfer portal is a big deal. But imagine that. There are players who are playing in the Sweet 16 who have put their names into the transfer portal. What's the coach going to do? Do I play you? Yes, because we want success now, but I know that you may not be here next year. Now, you're going to try to keep that player, but then this player is showcasing his talents for another coach to see his talents and then say, okay, what's it going to cost to bring you in? This is the reality of this. And I think that there are coaches who have different opinions on this, but Bill Self came to the reality of, I'm in the tournament, we're not going to win it, we're banged up, I got to keep an eye on the transfer portal and NIL, and I'm coaching my team in the tournament. Here is the Kansas head coach.
For the last month, I've been thinking about next season, to be honest. Not in the moments during the game, but you know, obviously we played, we had eight guys on scholarship and we play, I mean, that were healthy there late, and you know, injuries are part of the game, so that's not an excuse, but we could have done a much better job as a staff putting more guys out there that we could play, and so that's something that I've thought about for a long time. And when you don't have as much firepower, you know, that maybe you've had in past years, it certainly showed this year.
I'm surprised that he was this transparent on this topic, because your job is to get your team this year ready for the tournament and go as far as you can. You should have somebody on your staff who is keeping an eye on NIL and the transfer portal. That happens with a lot of college coaches, that they have somebody who will take care of this, keep an eye on this. Bill Self should be focused on these kids this year. You owe it to them. Yes, you're banged up. You're not going to win. You're not going to win the title. I understand all of that. But, you know, your job is to have, you know, coach these kids now, have somebody on your staff, keep an eye on the transfer portal. This comes down to the haves and the have-nots, in my opinion. Because let's say you're a school like Oakland, or throw out a mid-major, maybe, you know, a surprise here where somebody gets on the platform and you go, oh my gosh, that guy's pretty good. Now you've seen him in tournament play. This isn't about getting a five-star recruit. This is somebody who's proving it right in front of me. Well, the big schools have the money, have the staff, and they're able to get these players. And that's what's going to happen. You're going to get somebody from a mid-major go to a Power Five conference. And, you know, the fact that you have educators, coaches, shocked about NIL, shocked that the money is being used as an inducement for recruiting, combined with the NCAA's inability to proactively build and maintain policies around the transfer portal, is why it's a mess. The transfer portal is open now during the tournament. Crazy. I'd love to know who thought that was a great idea. Just let me know. You know, I'll sing your praises. Tell me why you did it. And the fact that we didn't think that money was going to be used as an inducement, that you would get to school and then you would find out what they're going to pay you. And you're watching NIL in real time. North Carolina has a player, Armando Bacot, who I think is, what, 26? Fifth or sixth year? I mean, it's tough to keep track. He's got a TurboTax commercial. Jack Golke, Buffalo Wild Wings, I think. I think he, did he get another one? Somebody said he looked like he was going to be an accountant or something. Did he get some kind of deal with that? I think Buffalo Wild Wings as well. Like, it's happening right in front of us. And maybe it's only 50 grand, but it's still happening. It's right in front of us. You don't have to cheat anymore. In fact, if you get caught cheating, you're an idiot. Hey, you don't have to. It used to, you know, where you get a shoebox full of money. Where, you know, some, you know what they do now is they, the NIL money, like it can go to a girlfriend or, you know, your mom or, you know, somebody close to somebody. I mean, it's really, really hard to bust somebody for, you know, any kind of inducement they're going to get, recruiting, all of that. It's kind of crazy now. But Bill Self sort of, I think speaking, you know, in the moment, reality, I was just surprised that he said that. Because your job is still to coach these players this year, not to be worried about next year. And he said he had been thinking about next year for the last month. All right, 1 hour in the books. Two more to go. Shohei Ohtani set to speak today. And the strategy of what his team is doing for him, and they had a pretty good weekend. Ohtani speaks to the media this morning.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.